by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today's show this Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A second Republican has announced that he is going to seek the Republicans' nomination for Attorney General next year at the state convention. Now, again, I want to remind all my listeners, if you are a patriot, if you are a conservative, you need to be on the ballot next year for precinct delegate. This is going to be an all-out war for control of the local county parties, as well as the delegates that get to go to state convention next year to pick our attorney general, lieutenant governor for the governor candidate, as well as secretary of state candidate, judges, all of it will be on the line next year, August primary, then leading to the state convention. Well, a second candidate, Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd, announced yesterday that he is going to seek to be the Republicans' nominee at the state convention for Attorney General next year. County prosecutor since 2013, Lloyd vowed that he will bring experienced conservative law and order leadership and a proven record of results to the state's top law enforcement office. He said every single Democrat in the race are politically motivated, just like our current Attorney General, Dana Nessel. Lloyd went on to say, while others are chasing headlines or spending their days playing politics, I've been putting bad guys behind bars and working to make my community safer. Leading a prosecutor's office, standing up for victims, charging serious cases. I've been training young attorneys and working side by side with law enforcement to keep communities safe. Michigan deserves an attorney general focused on law and justice. Lloyd has 3 decades of prosecutorial experience, having been an assistant prosecutor before rising to the top job. He noted that under his leadership, Economic Crimes Unit has recovered more than $9 million for area businesses through diversion programs that cost taxpayers nothing. Beyond the courtroom, Lloyd has volunteered with the Boy Scouts of America, National Eagle Scout Association, youth sports leagues, as well as the Knights of Columbus. He's also served on the State Bar of Michigan on their character and fitness committees from 2004 to 2010. Lloyd and his wife, Minya, recently moved and have located in Delta Township. Herself, his wife, recently retired as an assistant prosecuting attorney with over 30 years of experience. They have two sons, Matthew and Nicholas. He is the second Republican to announce for the attorney general position on the Republican side. The first was Birmingham attorney Kevin Kajewski. So it's going to be a race, folks. Something you'll want to attend at the state convention next year. Short break. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
You have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Pretty interesting story we got lined up for you next. Citizens Research Council released a report yesterday stating that Michigan hasn't moved from 40th place in the country in their annual review of road conditions, state bridges, and overall pavement conditions. The Road System Coalition Index report compared bridges and pavement conditions from the Federal Highway Administration's data in 10 different areas, including good and poor conditions for bridges, road roughness, pavement conditions on interstates and local roads. The report also found that Michigan hadn't moved up or down since the last report was released back April of 2024. 40th out of 50 states. 39 states in this country have better roads and bridges than we do. Even though we have a governor, Gretchen Whitmer, who ran on, when she first ran to get elected in 2018, her campaign slogan, not my words, hers, elect me governor and I'll fix the damn roads. She ran on it again in 2022. Well, still 40th out of 50 in the country. Although the 2025 update to the Road System Condition Index assessment had incorporated updated data, refined their methodology, most states' final rankings changed very little, if at all. Well, here's what the 2024 data regarding the national bridge inventory showed. Michigan reported 27.2% of all bridges on public roads had a good condition as far as the area of the deck on the main portion of the bridge. 27% good. So basically doing the math, 72.8% were bad, which brought Michigan in at 40th in the nation. State of Georgia came in first. Ohio came in third. But if you look at Georgia, and this is something that I've been following for over a decade. I looked at this back in 2010 when I ran for state senate against Howard Walker. Georgia has roughly about the same population we have. They also have about the same amount of miles of I-75 that we have. But yet their state government operates with a state annual budget of about half of what we have operating in Lansing. Georgia comes in first in this one specific item on this report when it comes to bridges on public roads. They're number one in the country. We're 40th. Michigan also ranks 41st in the country with poor, extremely poor, or bad conditions of their bridge decks. Only states worse bridges in the country than us: Massachusetts, Illinois, New York, West Virginia, and Rhode Island. Well, in terms of pavement roughness on roads, those eligible for federal aid dollars, the report found 48.6% of our roads were in good condition, which put the state in 24th. However, 21% in poor condition. That was 31st in terms of poor road pavement. The other final component of this report, roughness on national highways, you know, your interstates, I-75, I-94. Well, found that the state came in at 36.5% good, 10% bad, which put us overall at 36th in the nation. New Hampshire came in first with almost 90% good roads. State of New York was the worst at 22%. Interstate pavement conditions. Last one specifically, just looking at interstate only with no bridges and no connector roads. Pavement conditions for Michigan came in higher, 70.4%. That was actually 17th in the nation. Poor percentage for the roads, 1.8. So the bottom line takeaway overall, when factoring in all these various conditions of this report, Michigan is still 40th out of 50. Top five states, again, number one, Georgia. Between roads, bridges, all of it. Very comparable to our state of Michigan, but yet they're doing it smarter, better, wiser, and cheaper than Michigan, than Lansing. Other top five states besides Georgia was Kansas, Indiana, North Dakota, and Nevada. The worst five, bottom five states, all of these Democrats, California, New York, Rhode Island, Hawaii, and Louisiana. So it's going to be very interesting to see where they come up with this permanent long-term road funding formula to fix this problem. We are so sick and tired of coming in near the bottom when it comes to roads. You guys have got to figure this out, make it part of the budget, and be done with this once and for all. And personally, I think they're going to go after these economic development projects that Governor Gretchen Whitmer, these funds that she's been looking for, funding her entire governorship. Well, I think they're going to be on the chopping block. I think it's going to be time that they definitely move forward and try to figure this out. Because if you don't figure it out, this budget, it's not going to get done. You know, I'm sick and tired of the roads being a political issue heading into next year's 2026 election. Now, one of the things that you have to understand, this is going to be a process. It's going to be long. It's going to be absolutely going to be a fight. But if you don't do it, guess what? It's going to end up again. It's going to end up again being an issue next year. And one of the things you have to understand, if you want to make this an issue next year, don't work it out with this governor. She will end up blaming the Republicans, and they'll use it against us in next year's election. It's that simple. Because if you don't figure it out and get it into this budget, again, it will be an issue next year, and here's the problem. Who's going to end up having the best road proposal? Oh, we heard it from Whitmer in 18. We heard it from her in 2022, yet nothing happened. So how are you going to be different than Gretchen Whitmer? Well, if the Republicans can get through this budget process without being blamed for a government shutdown, it's going to be the Republicans saying, we can do it different. Whitmer, Democrat, control of House and Senate for 2022, 2023, heading into 2024. Well, guess what? Republicans took back the House in 25. And we're the ones that basically prevented the road funding formula from going through because we wanted a permanent fix. Whitmer and the Democrat senators didn't. And so here we are. So it's going to be a Republican governor saying, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm proposing. The other aspect to all of this, very simple. The entire process is going to come down to who can fix it without raising taxes. That's what the stumbling block argument's going to be this year. Whitmer, especially the governor, wants corporations to pay their fair share. She wants higher income people to pay more in taxes. She's going to want to tax marijuana industry, which we talked about it yesterday. They're in decline. Many of these dispensaries are closing up. That is not going to be a sustainable plan. Republicans are saying we got to go after the economic funding that the governor has focused on. We have got to divert those funds. We also have to absolutely make sure every single penny at the pump goes to the roads. Well, that's going to cause a shortfall in the school aid funding. How are you going to replace that? We're not. We're going to make cuts. This is going to be a huge fight, folks. Absolutely huge. So one of the things you have to look at is how are we going to go about doing this? And lastly, the other problems that you have is Medicaid spending in the state of Michigan. Department of Health and Human Services proposing a $37.6 billion budget for next year. That's insanity. Do you realize we are spending almost as much just for Medicaid in this state than the state of Georgia spends to fund their entire government? Their state government, I believe it was $41 or $42 billion budget. About half of what the governor and the Senate Democrats want to pass for Michigan. $37.6 billion just for Medicaid. Department of Health and Human Services overall budget. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source.